Webinar marketing pros and cons. Is it right for your business in 2026? Professional woman reviewing statistics and leading a webinar. Webinar marketing pros and cons. Is it right for your business in 2026? Webinars stopped being a workaround years ago. What started as a way to keep reaching prospects when in-person events weren't an option has become a permanent, standalone channel. One that a large majority of marketers now consider essential to their strategy, not a substitute for something better. That staying power doesn't mean webinars are the right fit for every business or every audience. Like any channel, they come with real trade-offs. Here's an honest look at both sides, backed by current data, so you can decide if webinar marketing belongs in your mix. What are webinars? A webinar is a live or recorded online event where an audience can watch a presentation and submit questions in real time. Businesses use webinars to educate prospects, build authority, demonstrate expertise, and generate leads, often serving the same purpose a seminar or workshop would, just delivered virtually. Pros of webinars: convenience for everyone involved. Attendees join from home or the office. No travel, no unfamiliar venue, no schedule disruption. That lower barrier to entry is a big part of why webinars consistently pull strong registration numbers compared to in-person events that require someone to physically show up somewhere. Scalable to any audience size, a webinar works whether you're presenting to a dozen people or several hundred. There's no venue capacity to plan around and no per-head catering cost that scales your budget alongside your guest list. That flexibility also means you're not limited to a local audience if your business isn't. Strong cost-effectiveness webinars typically produce leads at a lower cost than most in-person formats, without the expense of a venue, catering, or travel. Current benchmarks put average webinar-generated leads at a modest cost with substantial ROI relative to spend. A long shelf life. This is where webinars really separate themselves from live-only events. The recording keeps working long after the live session ends. Current data shows replay viewership now often exceeds live attendance, with a meaningful share of viewers watching weeks after the original date. One well-built ongoing webinar can keep generating leads for months with zero additional production cost. Real data on what's working: every registration, poll response, and question submitted during a webinar is a data point. That behavioral data, who engaged, who asked what, who stayed until the end, increasingly feeds directly into smarter follow-up. Businesses using AI personalized follow-up sequences triggered shortly after a webinar are seeing meaningfully higher qualified lead conversion than those sending generic, delayed follow-ups. Lower cost, wider reach, and leads that keep showing up long after the live event ends. One recording, working for months. Cons of webinars: limited personal connection. This is still the biggest trade-off. A webinar can't fully replicate a handshake, eye contact, or the kind of one-on-one trust building that happens naturally at an in-person event. Muted mics, cameras off, and the general distance of a screen make it harder to build the same rapport. Breakout rooms and live Q&A help close some of that gap, but they don't eliminate it. Technical risk: a dropped connection, audio glitch, or platform hiccup can undercut your credibility in front of a live audience, especially with a large group. Testing your setup and choosing a platform built to handle your expected attendance are non-negotiable, not optional extras. Attendee distraction: a webinar attendee is competing with their email, their phone, their pet, and everything else happening in their space. Keeping content genuinely engaging with regular interaction points is the main defense against losing people halfway through. Lower attendance to registration follow-through. Registering for a webinar is a low-commitment action, which is part of what makes it convenient. However, it also means live attendance rates typically land in the 35% to 45% range for most webinar programs. Businesses that lean on webinars need a solid replay and follow-up strategy to capture the majority of registrants who don't show up live. It's worth noting that attendance rates vary widely depending on the reminder cadence, registration process, and platform behind the event. Some programs achieve well above 90% through more structured follow-up sequences and incentives to the guests. The trade-offs are real and worth knowing going in, but most of them aren't fixed limits. The right structure changes nearly every number on this list. So, are webinars the right choice for your business? Webinars work best as part of a broader strategy, not a replacement for every other channel. They're strongest for education-heavy, trust-building content, and for reaching prospects who wouldn't attend an in-person event regardless of the topic. They're weaker for decisions that hinge heavily on personal rapport, where an in-person seminar, workshop, or one-on-one appointment may convert better. For many professional services businesses, the strongest approach isn't webinars instead of live events. More often, it's both, aimed at the audiences each format serves best. Frequently asked questions, what's a good webinar attendance rate? Current benchmarks put live attendance between 35% and 45% of registrants for most audiences. Rates above that are strong. Below that, it's worth reviewing your reminder sequence and registration to event timing. With the right structure behind the event, some programs achieve attendance rates well above 90%, so there's meaningfully more room to improve than the industry average suggests. Are webinars still effective for lead generation in 2026?
Yes.
Current data shows most marketers still consider webinars essential to their strategy, with conversion rates for B2C audiences typically in the 20% to 40% range for attendees who become qualified leads.
How long should a webinar be?
Most current benchmarks point to 30 to 45 minutes as the ideal length, long enough to deliver real value, short enough to hold attention through the end. Do webinar recordings still generate leads after the live event? Often more than the live event itself. Replay viewership frequently exceeds live attendance, and a meaningful share of webinar sourced leads now come from someone watching the recording, not attending live. Should I choose webinars or in-person seminars? It depends on your audience and your topic. Webinars scale further and cost less per lead. In-person seminars and workshops build stronger personal trust. Many professional services businesses use both, matching each format to the audience segment it serves best. Not sure if webinars fit your strategy? Let's talk it through. Every audience engages with virtual events differently, and the format only works if it's built around how your prospects actually show up and stay engaged. Talk to a leading response marketing consultant about whether webinars make sense for your business and what a well-structured program could realistically deliver. Book a webinar consult. Getting the most out of webinar marketing. Webinars reward the businesses that treat them as a real event, not a checkbox. A strong reminder sequence, an engaging format, and a follow-up plan for both live attendees and replay viewers make the difference between a webinar that fills a calendar slot and one that actually moves prospects toward a decision. Whichever format you choose, the fundamentals stay the same. Know what you want attendees to walk away with, make it easy for them to show up, and have a plan ready for what happens after they do. Editor's note, this post was originally published in August 2022 and has been updated for 2026 with current attendance and conversion data and reframed to reflect webinars as an established, standalone channel rather than a pandemic-era substitute.